There's a general kind of, in the media, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that people don't know about numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a dweeb, all right? I apologize. I'm a bit of a nerd about these kind of things. I get really pissed off when people give out about, like, crime going up, when, say, the numbers are definitely going down. And then if you go, but the numbers are going down, they go, but the fear of crime is rising. And you're going, well, so fucking what? You know what I mean? Zombies are at an all-time low level, but the fear of zombies could be incredibly high. It doesn't mean we have to have government policies to deal with the fear of zombies. It's ridiculous, for Christ's sake. The NHS, there was a survey in the NHS about dentistry where they found that some people are removing their own teeth. You know? And they brought on some senior dentists onto Sky News and gave out to them and said, how dare, this is terrible. People are removing their own teeth. And this guy stood there and went, well, obviously, systems should be put in place to deal with, which is stupid. He should have just gone, well, these people are clearly fucking morons at the highest order. I mean, who removes their own teeth, for Christ's sake? I'm a dentist. I don't remove my own teeth, you know? But there's a kind of a notion that everyone's opinion is equally valid. My arse. Bloke who's a professor of dentistry for 40 years does not have a debate with some idiot who removes his teeth with string and a door, right? It's nonsense. And they'll have this all the time with medical stuff on the television. You'll have a doctor on and they'll talk to the doctor and be, oh, doctor this and doctor that, and what happened there, and doctor, isn't it awful, right? And then the doctor will be talking about something with all the benefit of research and medical evidence, and they'll turn away from the doctor in the name of balance and turn to some quack witch doctor, homeopath, horseshit peddler on the other side of the studio. And I'm sorry if you're into homeopathy. It's water. How often does it need to be said? It's just water. You're healing yourself. What are to give yourself the credit? Jesus, homeopaths get on my nerves with the old, well, science doesn't know everything. Well, science knows it doesn't know everything. Otherwise, it'd stop. But as well as that, you know, why would they bother? But as well, just because science doesn't know everything doesn't mean you can fill in the gaps with whatever fairy tale most appeals to you. No, well, the great thing with homeopathy is you can't overdose on it. Well, you could fucking drown. I'm sorry. It seems harsh, and I used to be much more generous about it, but right now I would take homeopaths and I'd put them in a big sack with psychics, astrologers, and priests, and I'd close the top of the sack with string, and I'd hit them all with sticks. And I really wouldn't worry who got the worst of the belt of the sticks, right? Anyone in answer to the difficult questions in life, the I don't know what happens after I die, or please, what happens if my loved ones die, or how can I stop myself dying? The big questions gives you an easy bullshit answer, and you go, well, do you have any evidence for that? And they go, there's more to life than evidence. Get in the fucking sack. I'm sorry, herbal medicine. Oh, herbal medicine's been around for thousands of years. Indeed it has, and then we tested it all, and the stuff that worked became medicine. And the rest of it is just a nice bowl of soup and some potpourri. So knock yourself out. Chinese medicine. Oh, Chinese medicine. But there are billions of Chinese. Chinese medicine must be working. Here's a skinny in Chinese medicine. 100 years ago, the life expectancy in China was 30. The life expectancy in China at the moment is 73. And it's not feckin' tiger penis that turned it around for the Chinese. Didn't do much for the tiger either, if you don't mind me pointing out. Oh, but they're so wise. They've one word for crisis and opportunity. Yes, but they also have one word for China and Tibet, and it's China, so fuck them. Right, so. Yeah, like we're going to take them on. Come on. Like, yeah, I do love I get a round of applause always, and that as if we're going to, come on, we'll take them on. We'll take on the Chinese. We'll, the Hammersmith Apollo, we'll go bananas. We'll go over there, like whatever. It'll be fantastic. You can supply the food out of the back of the truck. You can find the oil for the car. I don't know what you'll do at that stage or whatever. You'll do some IT, and listen, you can light it up with one of your fairy bulbs. But it is just one of these, it's one of these like ridiculous things. Like, well, you never see that balancing with really, really hard science. You never see it with like physics. Like, you never see like a guy on talking from NASA about a space station. They go, oh, Mr. NASA guy, you have a new space station. And they talk and then they go, right, but that's very interesting. But for the sake of balance, we must now turn to Barry, who believes the sky is a carpet painted by God. Barry, what do you think of this space station plan? Well, it's clearly ridiculous. What are they going to do, hook it onto the carpet? You're absolutely right, Barry. You're very right. You're very right. You really are. Ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, psychics, I love psychics. Have you seen Watchdog? Do you know Watchdog?
Yes.
Of course you do. Thank heavens for that. Because the comedian feeds off the energy of his audience. And right there, I slipped into a coma. So, Watchdog, I'm not sure why you'd whoop that particular sentiment. That seems an unusual thing to want in a performer. Come on, go to the coma again. That's exciting theatre. Anyway. Energy. Okay, if you want, I'll do more jumping around. It seems an unusual request. Okay, I'll do it more. Sorry, that was you giving me energy. Thank you very much. I'm charged. See the way it works? All you need is somebody at the back of the room to go, energy! And then the bulbs will kick off in a huge way. It's mad. You know, you're right. It is just magic. That does all this. And maybe there is oil in Reading. Why can't we just dream? Anyway, that'd be great if you went home after the gig. So would it be great if you went home like and you're in the bathroom and suddenly just goes up out of the toilet and you go, Mary, this couldn't be. That'd be too lucky, wouldn't it? Just sort of shooting up out of the thing. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Talking about the whole, science stuff. What was I? Oh, psychics. Ah, that was it, right? There was a thing on. I'm sorry, I got thrown by a woman shouting, energy, as if we were in the middle of a 1970s glam disco review. Yeah! Sorry. Fusion, excitement, energy, power. So, any other random buzzwords you'd like me to give a physical expression to, okay? Stealth. That was fairly shit, though, wasn't it? I mean, let's say that was a pretty poor expression of stealth, wasn't it? You'd be a really bad ninja if all you did was just like that. Go by me. What did you say?
Sexy.
Sexy, please. With every move. Yeah. This has taken a weird turn, hasn't it? The gig was going as it normally goes, nice and a bit fucking possibly a bit preachy about the whole medical thing, and all of a sudden now it's just people key out buzzwords and I do mime. This sudden weird direction I've taken in my career. When did you change, Dar? When did you stop being a stand-up and you get trapped into a glass box? It was the middle of a gig, actually. Oh, I'm sorry, I'd love to talk longer, but there's a giant gale coming and I've got to walk against it. That's weird. Anyway, that was a crap stealth. Good stealth if I did the rest of the gig over here. That'd be very good. That'd be quality stealth. See, that's fucking great stealth. You know I'm here, but you've no idea. For all you know, I'm going to walk. Oh, hang on, no, round the back. Yeah, right, okay. And then we're behind the big board. And we're behind the big board. No, I haven't gone anywhere. Be weird. People at home be going, what the fuck is going on here? Right? That's the problem with you had to be there moments. You really did have to be there some of the times, really. I think we've had our one, the woman shouting out energy. Anyway, so. Psychics. How did you know I was going to say that? It's incredible. Some people just have a gift, a remarkable talent for being able to draw that information out. On Watchdog, right, which is what I was going to talk about, there's a really good item about 2 months ago, and it was an item about a woman who would look at you, just look at you, and tell you if your aura was cracked. And then she'd charge you £680 to repair your aura. Now, that's not a consumer issue. That's a fucking idiot issue, right? If you're getting fooled by that, you don't deserve the £680, right? And my favourite thing about it was the item had a headline. The item was titled Bogus Psychic Scam. As if there's any other kind of psychic. As if you could have finished it with a real psychic going, well, on behalf of genuine psychics, we'd just like to say, we're very angry about this. And so are the dead. I did a television show a few years ago in Ireland called The Kelly Show, right? And on The Kelly Show that night was a woman called Sharon Neal. Sharon Neal sells herself as the blind psychic, right? And the host turned to her on stage and says, Sharon, would you do a reading for the audience here? And Sharon turned to the audience and says, has anyone here lost a Mary? In Ireland! A forest of hands shoot up. People are always losing Marys in Ireland. Some people had lost a couple on the way to the studio that night. If you sit down too quickly in Ireland, Marys will roll out of your pocket into the gap in the couch. And even then, she kept getting stuff wrong, and the host did a brilliant thing. He turned her and he said, there's something that nobody ever says to psychics. He goes, Sharon, you got a lot of that wrong. And Sharon said an amazing thing. On national television, she went, well, sometimes there are so many voices coming through, it's difficult to know which is which. Basically, she went to the telly and went, I'm so psychic, I'm shit at being a psychic. You know what I mean? I'm too psychic for my own good, that's my problem, you know what I mean? That's not her laugh. I love that kind of stuff, like whatever, but all of the kind of nonsense of all the fairy tales, homeopathy, chiropractic, all of this kind of stuff, like whatever, ridiculous, and they make billions every year, the wellness industry, you know? If you're not sick, you've got wellness, right? Oh, sure, we all like to talk to somebody and have a bit of a rub, but that doesn't mean you're any better or worse off after. Ridiculous stuff. Nutrition. Oh, I've spoken about this before. Here's my favorite little fact. If anyone describes this ever to you as a nutritionist, just be slightly wary, right? What they're saying may be perfectly true, but nutritionist isn't a protected term. Anyone can call themselves a nutritionist, right? Dietitian is the legally protected term, right? Dietitian is like dentist, and nutritionist is like toothiologist. I mean, I could call myself a nutritionist, and I'd be a phenomenally popular nutritionist. People would come from miles around. I'd be going, listen, you look fantastic. Let's have a pint. Come on, all right. You fat bastard, I'll wrestle you, right? It's ridiculous, and it is just, even though there's loads of evidence for these kind of stuff, we still, on some level, would sooner believe the story that our mother tells us about a woman she knew who had a headache, and then she rubbed a cat on the side of her head, and the headache was gone the next day, right? And we'll even take some things for granted about our own health. There's a thing on the cover of the London Evening Standard. The London Evening Standard, during the year, had this thing where it said, 10 symptoms you should not ignore. And you read that and you're thinking, right, this is going to be something which I've had for a while, but it's been low level and I've never done anything about it, but it hasn't gone away and maybe I should get that checked out. That's what you presume it is, you know what I mean? And like, you know, oh, that pain in my arm is still there. I can't seem to clear that chesty cough. The first three symptoms you should not ignore were rectal bleeding, loss of height, and sudden blindness. Who ignores sudden blindness? Who sits in the office at lunchtime going, oh, who turned out the lights? I know, I can't see a thing, it's awful, I'm no use to anyone today. Here, I'll answer phones, that's all I can do, that's all I'll be good for today. Oh, don't make a fuss,